Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Writer and talker, and he writes for Substack Elitist, his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack. If you give monetary support, well, first of all, go subscribe. But when you subscribe, if you give monetary support, it all goes to St. Jude because he's a grade A human being. He's on X at @Paka_Flocka. Parker, how you doing, brother?
Gabe, it is great to be back on the grade A show, the Gabe Kuhn show. NBA writer and talker, I like it. But yeah, I'm doing great. A little tired, just got into Dripping Springs, Texas today, so I've been up since 5:15 traveling, but you know what? It's a great day to be alive.
What do you got going in Texas over the weekend?
My wife's college roommate is getting married this weekend.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. No one goes to more weddings than Parker Fleming.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Well, it's, you know, it's that point, and I mean, we're all the same, about the same age. You're a little younger than us, Parker, so you're at that point where it's like peak wedding age. 27, 28, everybody's getting hitched right around that time. I think Connor and I are on the back end. We're on the back end of having to go to a wedding every single weekend. So
We're wrapping up a little bit after this. We only have two more weddings this calendar year, which in
only,
June.
Only have two more.
Hey, and it's not until October and December, so you know what? I'll take it.
All right, now we'll get to a serious conversation about the NBA Finals. I want to start unserious, though. This Knicks coaching search. They fired Tibbs after Tom Thibodeau after making the Eastern Conference Finals, and they have been denied requests by everybody in the league, it seems like, at this point. Ime Udoka with the Rockets, no dice. Chris Finch with the Timberwolves, no. Jason Kidd with the Mavs, no. Quinn Snyder with the Hawks, no. Billy Donovan with the Bulls, no. How unserious has this coaching search been thus far?
Could you imagine somebody telling you that the firing of Taylor Jenkins and Mike Malone were not the most controversial coach firings of the 2025 calendar year in the NBA?
Right. Especially when they were done, I would have told you you're full of it.
Yeah. I will say it's one of those things, while the timing on both of those, not to backtrack to that, but the timing on those was not great, but they had a plan. They had Nuggets had David Adelman, who's been there a long time. They're like, okay, let's see what he's got. Grizzlies had Tuomas Iisalo, who they've obviously invested in because they brought him over from Paris Basketball here. The Knicks had no plan. After firing Tom Thibodeau and after making the Eastern Conference Finals, they had the most successful season this century. He's been the most successful coach for them in like three decades. And they just fired him without a plan, you know? It'd be one thing if, like, they fired him and then they came out and be like, oh, a couple days later, you're like, oh, the New York Knicks have fired Jeff Van Gundy or something like, just hypothetical. Like, you would be like, okay, they had a plan. They fired Thibodeau because they wanted this guy instead.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, hey, maybe the Jason Kidd stuff, was actually real. It's like, oh, the Knicks are going to hire Jason Kidd, who's leaving the Dallas Mavericks, who that choice because he'd be missing out on the opportunity to coach Cooper Flagg and Anthony Davis. But it is so unserious. I mean, I think at this point they should just – I think Ben Stiller should sever Timothy Chalamet to where he becomes – Chalamet, excuse me. Where he be, sorry, Connor. To where he becomes like when he enters any sort of basketball arena, he just becomes a young Pat Riley.
Yeah.
I feel like that would make for some great hoops and great content.
100%. 100%. And is it Kylie Jenner? He's with Kylie?
Yeah, so Kylie.
Kylie's sitting very close. That would it would. That's entertainment. That would be phenomenal. Now Connor and I brought this up. So they're just throwing stuff at the wall, hoping that, something sticks. I, even with not having a plan, here's what I, this is my take. I want to throw this at you. With the names that have been brought up, Ime Udoka, Chris Finch, Jason Kidd, Quinn Snyder, Billy Donovan, Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins. Do you even know, based on those names, what type of coach they want? Because I feel like all those coaches are fairly different. Maybe you could make the case they're all relatively well-rounded, and I get that. But do you even know, based on who they've reached out to, what type of coach they want? Because it feels like that's where you would start with a coaching search.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I feel like Jason Kidd, Ime Udoka, they kind of are, I guess, a more flexible Tom Thibodeau. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But like Taylor Jenkins and Quinn Snyder, they came from the Mike Budenholzer, the Mike Budenholzer coaching tree, where it's like, okay, they have this philosophy that works with their pace and the 3-point volume, all that. Billy Donovan, that's just kind of a shot in the dark. I was like, right. Oh, okay. And then Chris Finch, like he's not any of those guys. But, like, he's definitely had to work with unique roster constructions and dealing with having to put together a system after drastic changes and multiple off seasons with the after the Rudy Gobert trade initially and in the Carl Anthony Towns, Julius Randle trade. But it doesn't set some sort of, like, we are going for this type. This is
right.
Our vision. This is our vision with Jalen Brunson, Carl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges. There's no vision with it. It's almost like they're kind of reverting back to the New York Knicks that we have grown up with, mm-hmm. to be honest.
Right. Now, Taylor Jenkins seems to be a very serious candidate here. How do you feel about we've seen Taylor Jenkins up close and personal, trials and tribulations. How do you feel about that fit, Taylor Jenkins to the New York Knicks?
So I spun this back to Connor yesterday where – I feel like that, I guess what you would call it, the Noah LaRoche offense,
yeah.
would kind of work with New York because you have, you know, the big man that can dribble, pass, and shoot with Carl Anthony Towns, that he did a lot of stuff with Jaren. And then I don't think Jalen Brunson really needs to be a heavy pick-and-roll point guard to get 2 feet into the paint. And then, you know, you have Mikal Bridges and his secondary creation, so it's almost he'd be almost in that Desmond Bane role. And you have the slashing of OG Anunoby, Josh Hart. I mean, this is all just dependent on
right.
if the roster looks the same. With the way the Knicks are acting, I don't think the roster is going to look the same next season. But I think it could work. It would be quite of a drastic shift to go from Tom Thibodeau play the starters 40 minutes, play 8-man rotations to
right.
the starters playing 30 minutes a night and you're playing 11 deep. But that might be what the Knicks want because the Knicks might be looking and saying, hey, we drafted Tyler Kolek. We drafted Bekome Dadaye. Like we have these young guys that we want to see what they have before they go somewhere else. And it's like, oh, wait, they can do this. And now they're blossoming on X team. Like take the Obi Toppin and Indiana Pacers thing, for example. Like the Knicks salary dumped him to the Indiana Pacers. And Obi Toppin has been a key cog to a team that is 2 wins away from an NBA championship. So it's one of those things that they're like, if they're trying to see what they have deeper into their bench, where like Tibbs, he went deep into his bench too late. He found something with Landry Shamet, DeLon Wright campaign. He found that too late.
Miles McBride.
And I think, yeah. So, Miles McBride, yeah. But he's more of a fixture in the rotation. But
yeah.
They probably want somebody that has a little bit more flexibility to see what they have instead of being stuck in their ways. And that's Tom Thibodeau, for better or for worse.
All right, now to the NBA Finals. Pacers take a 2-1 lead. 116-107 last night, and they outscored the Thunder bench 49-18. Pacers bench outscored the Thunder bench 49-18 by 31. T.J. McConnell, Benedict Mathurin were phenomenal last night. Obi Toppin was great, especially down the stretch. That putback dunk was electric, absolutely electric.
Electric.
But if you're giving one reason that you're just going to stamp to tell me why the Pacers are up 2-1 against this 68-win Thunder team, what is that one reason? I know there's multiple reasons, but what do you think is the biggest reason they're up 2-1?
Yeah, I think it's something, Gabe, that we've talked about in different conversations throughout, you know, my time on this weekly spot. It's just competitive advantages. You know, there's a stigma. When it's playoff basketball, everything slows down. It's all half court. The Pacers aren't living by that. They're pushing the pace. They're playing with the same pace at the beginning of the game as they are with 3 minutes left in the game. And everyone says, oh, the rotations shrink in the playoffs. And you kind of, like, everyone has this high – this isn't – I cannot say this, like, disrespect the Pacers. It's more of like they have this high standard of how many players could be playing in a playoff rotation.
Right.
Like, oh, you can only play 7 or 8 guys. They're going 10 deep. And, you know, they're getting output from – T.J. McConnell, who's a 30-plus-year-old 6'1 point guard without any jumper.
Well, that mid-range can be deadly at times. But
mid-range is deadly. But like he doesn't space the floor. But you know what his competitive advantage is? He's working harder than everybody else on that court. And like he had 5 steals last night.
Yep.
Benedict Mathurin missed he's like the J.R. Smith of the team with his irrational confidence. Like, I saw this thing he posted on an Instagram story when Lou Dort got named first team all defense, and it said, he still can't guard me. I'm like, right. This might be my new favorite
Well, he
player.
Came into the league saying, well, LeBron's got to see me. They asked him about how good he is. Well, LeBron's got to see me. He's got to prove he's better than me. I mean, he's got that confidence.
Right, and so it's just that. And also I think, too, you know, you've seen this theory. I want to say it was Owen Phillips from the F5 newsletter on Substack, saying that the NBA is entering a weak link where playoff series are no longer determined by who has the best player in the series. It's who has the fewest weakest links, or who doesn't have the weakest link in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pacers up and down that roster, there's not one player on that team where on either side of the floor, whether it's offense or defense, there's not one player you can be like, oh, we're going to sag off on this guy, or, oh, we're going to target him in every single action that we're throwing. They can't do that. And so I just think that they have identified a competitive advantage with their pace, their physicality, and now and also too their togetherness.
Yep.
And now they are 2 wins away from an NBA championship when nobody would have predicted Indiana to be 2 wins away from an NBA championship if you asked them in April.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the big things, Rick Carlisle, who is an unbelievable head coach in the NBA, won in 2011 with the Mavs over the Heatles. But one of the big things he did last night was, we're going to throw whatever defender we have out there, it'd be T.J. McConnell, Ben Shepherd, we're going to throw him on SGA, and he's going to cover him 94 feet. And then we're going to throw different bodies at him when SGA is sort of dribbling around trying to find other guys. And that worked twofold. Offensively, SGA is not able to do the same things. Didn't get the same output last night, only 24 points. But then it also worked on the defensive end. By the end of that game, SGA is so exhausted, they were picking at him on the defensive end. How much do you think they found, Rick Carlisle and the Pacers found, with that adjustment?
Yeah. So, truth be told, I didn't get to watch the whole game last night. But just on that principle alone, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they have a lot of good playmakers, but they don't have a lot of guys where, like, this guy can run the offense at a high level without, like, an absence of SGA. SGA is at his best when he can lullaby his defender to a spot, get super shifty, and get into and either touch the paint or get into the mid-range. Where now it's like, oh, we're throwing these bodies at SGA where he's out of his rhythm. And then also, too, you're throwing the entire OKC system to a shock because now it's like, oh, Cason Wallace now has to bring it up, or Alex Caruso has to bring it up. And they're not SGA. And you're just completely throwing their system to a lack. And, you know, look, Mark Tagnall is probably going to have an answer for this next time they play in game four. But still, like, it's a good shot to the system where now, like you said, with SGA getting tired, he's getting tired because he's having to work for his shots and work for his offense in an entirely different way that he's not used to. So, like, again, bravo to Rick Carlisle. I'm like, what can I say? If Rick Carlisle leads a team that had beat, you know, the Heatles in year one, one of the most prolific super teams of our time, and takes down a 68-win Thunder team with a 50-win team. He's got to be pretty high up there among the GOATs, at least modern.
Yeah, absolutely. Throw him on the modern Mount Rushmore for all I care. Put him on the top five list. I don't care how subjective you think it is. I mean, it's unbelievable what he does. And I feel like, you know what's so wild about it, Parker, is people that, you know, are just now getting in tune with Rick Carlisle, the head coach. Like, it feels like people forgot about him until the Pacers have made these last two runs in the playoffs. It feels like he was forgotten about as one of the greats.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, he's, like, 65 as well. He's closer to the end of his coaching career than in the beginning. Like, it'd be one thing if he was, like, a Dagenau or a Missoula where everyone's like, yo, this is, like, a young basketball genius. But, like, really, it's like, dang, we got to give Carlisle his flowers. He is one of the most innovative coaching mind, excellent coaching minds that we've had this century. And it's been really cool to see how he has helped. He, and I was like, front office deserves a ton of credit too for their moves and the gems that they have found. But between, it's just a perfect storm. Carlisle, the front office, Halliburton, Siakam, Nimhard, like, it's just a perfect storm, and it's been so much fun to watch.
And I hate to do the full parallels because I don't think it's a one-for-one, but when you compare that Mavs team beating the Heatles in 2011 versus now, Benedict Mathurin last night finished with 27. That's the most points off the bench in an NBA Finals game since 2011 with Jason Terry. And also, I made this comparison, and people can throw this back in my face, but the T.J. McConnell vibe? Kind of giving me the J.J. Barea vibe from 2011. I'm just saying.
I like it.
There's definitely some parallels between what he's doing now and what he did then. Now, how do you feel this series is going to go from here on out? We know Game 4 is going to come up on Friday. It's massive. You don't go down 3-1 if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder and come back. There's only been one team in NBA Finals history to do that. Do you expect them to win, tie this thing up heading back to Oklahoma City? Or do you expect the Pacers to go ahead and put the pressure on, go up 3-1?
Yeah. I anticipate this going to 7 with OKC winning in 7 just because, you know, I think OKC wins game 4, probably wins game 5 as well back on their home floor. Indiana wins game 6, and then
home teams from there on out after game 4.
Home teams from there on out, yeah. Well, besides game 4.
With the split.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of still lean that way because it's just so hard to dismiss OKC because, you know, they're by net rating one of the best teams of all time. And also, too, like, they showed in that Denver series that they have this really collective poise about them for a young team. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they get that rattled. And they really showed that against Denver, and I think they'll show it again in the remainder of the series. But I'm just glad that it's shaping out to be like, because even after game one, you're like, Indiana, that's great, they won, but okay, see in 5, like, whatever.
Right.
We're on track to probably get a 7-game series. And I think after, you know, the last two finals where, you know, Denver beat Miami in 5 and and then Boston beat Dallas in five, you know, we're on track to get and really entertaining finals, and I'm really excited to watch some good hoops.
No doubt. Talking with Parker Fleming at Paka_Flocka on X. All right, now to some negative news we got at the beginning of the week about the Grizzlies. Zach Edey's ankle injury. He underwent successful surgery for his left ankle to restabilize it, and the reevaluation period's 4 months. He's expected to make a full recovery. Obviously, he's not going to be back, drop dead in 4 months, but somewhere between that 4 and 6 month range is where we can speculate he'll be back on the floor for the Memphis Grizzlies. It's just every single offseason with this Grizzlies team, when they're trying to get into that championship contending window, something like this happens. Last year was G.G. Jackson and Vince Williams Jr. This year you have Zach Edey missing the summer going into year two, and we know how big that summer can be.
Yeah, I mean, even if you want to stretch it far out, 2023, John Morant suspension, and then the uncertainty of Steven Adams' knee, and then the offseason before that, Jaren hurt his foot.
Zaire Williams. So. I know that's, you know, we have the vision there, the hindsight,
yeah.
But Zaire Williams was hurt for most of the summer when the Grizzlies expected him to take that leap into the starting lineup.
100%. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm not going to pretend like I know the recovery time of a stabilizing surgery to fix the laxity in the ankle. I'm not a medical guy. I'm not going to pretend like I don't know that. I just kind of hope that lessons were learned from the Steven Adams thing, not with the process and all that. Like, that's a whole different layer. I mean, more of like, you know, you spend the off season thinking, oh, we're gonna have Steven Adams back. The knee should be fine. And the next thing you know, you get to training camp and it's not, and he's out for the season. And now you're having to scramble. You had to basically pick out the bargain bin and be like, oh, here's Bismack Biyombo.
Right.
We'll just, you know, I hope that this, because you also have Brandon Clark coming back from an MCL sprain too. So I hope that this kind of leads. I don't want the center position to be their big move where they shell out a lot of assets. I still want that to be that point of attack defender on the wing. But I hope that there's that proactivity where it's like, hey, we'll probably need somebody to step in and be a starting center with, you know, Brandon Clark coming back if he's still in the mix. And then you have Zach Edey's injury as well. You know, I hope that there's that, so where it's not like, oh, crap, Zach Edey actually won't be back till January or February, and then you're having to, you know, either start Jay Huff at the five or, you know, roll with Jaren and Santi, which could be great, but like, as the league is trending, you kind of need that true five that could, you know, protect the rim and drop coverage and destroy the glass, you know?
Any ideas on how they can address that? Because Connor and I went up and down the free agent market. Not much there. I guess trade markets out there that they could take advantage of, and see what they can do to find a holdover. But do you have any ideas there?
My main idea is Goga Badazzi,
yeah,
because he also kind of fits into that room exception. So if you do the renegotiation extension with Jaren, you have that $8.8 million room exception. You could trade Goga right into it. You know, Magic could shed some salary before Paolo's extension hits, and while the Franz extension and the Suggs extensions are kicking in, that could be worthwhile. Other than that, like, you can use the whole room exception on Clint Capella. Because, I mean, even if it's like, I've never been a proponent of Clint Capella, but it's also been, I didn't like Clint Capella at $20 million. If you're telling me, hey, you can get Clint Capella for $8 million, I'm like, okay, I can manage that. Especially for a season. Because even then, you know, you get decent starting play for the first 20, 30 games of the season. But then you have a veteran backup that can also be a mentor to Zach Edey, because Clint Capella's been a starting center in high leverage basketball games. You know, that's a veteran presence right there. That's those are like really the only names I can think of, to be honest. Just like, Kevon Looney's not that expiring, because
if the Pacers don't retain Thomas Bryant, maybe that's an option out there.
Yeah,
but
still not super inspiring, but like, you know, you make do. it's not that inspiring. I know Chris Harrington wrote about it. He had some pretty good names on there. Like, I think Larry Nance could be decent, but like, mm-hmm. I think he's kind of past his days of being a starter impact player. But who knows? We'll see. Mm-hmm. But I'm not too gung-ho about – I want them to get a center, but I'm not like, this needs to be their big move.
Yeah. Now, big idea before I let you roll, and I've sort of come around to this. We know Kevin Durant's out there on the open market, and we also know for a fact that the Grizzlies have tried to pursue him on multiple occasions, even as recent as the trade deadline. Now, the more you look at Kevin Durant and his price, you can't – you know, the big names are Giannis and KD right now on the open market trade-wise. And Giannis's price is not reflective of what KD's is, because KD's going to be 37. He's got 1 year left on his deal. How open are you to the idea of the Grizzlies making another run at Kevin Durant this offseason?
I mean, it's one of those things. On one hand, it's Kevin Durant, but also it's like you already have the availability concerns with Ja. I don't want to deal with that with Kevin Durant, because in this Western Conference, like, you know, if you only get 20 games with the two of them, and, you know, let's say KD plays 50 games, Ja plays 50 games, and next thing, like, you could be in the lottery because of what you're also having to give out. Because now, like, the window is out. Like, the window is shut on being able to get Kevin Durant without including one of Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane. They would have to include Desmond Bane more than likely.
Okay.
With I put this out there on Twitter, X, whatever. I would much rather go get Derek White. And whatever the Grizzlies offered for Derek White, draft capital wise, or not Derek White, for Mikal Bridges, whatever they offer for Mikal Bridges, draft capital wise, I would offer that same package to Boston about Derek White as a I'll make you say no. Like,
right.
Here's Brandon Clark, GG Jackson, Vince Williams, John Conchar, three firsts and a swap. Tell us no.
Jeez. But we'll see. Derek White would be a great addition. I can say that much.
It would almost be like it'd be your version of, like, the Grizzlies' version of getting Alex Caruso, mm-hmm. but Caruso or Derek White has more to his bag as an offensive player than Caruso.
100%, 100%. We'll see. We'll see what the Grizzlies do. But Parker, I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Gabe. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. He is Parker Fleming. He is on X at @Paka_Flocka. Make sure you go subscribe to Substack Elitist, his free Grizzlies and NBA draft Substack. And when you subscribe and you give monetary support, all that support goes to St. Jude because he's a grade A human being. I know Derek White had your ears perked up, Connor Dunning. I know that Derek White had your ears perked up.
He absolutely did. He absolutely did. I would definitely run. I think that Derek White would make more sense than Kevin.
I don't think, and to be fair, I don't think the Celtics have any intention of moving Derek White. But if you listen,
make him say no.
It's like you don't know what you do until the money's in front of you. So I think I would second that if that's the package they put together for a guy like Derek White. All right, now Cam Ward, number one overall pick to the Tennessee Titans. What do we expect from him this year? Obviously, the Titans expect a lot of him. They really have hinged the future of their franchise on the guy. Now, here's the thing. He has been impressing at Titans minicamp. He has been playing relatively well. What would that mean for the Titans in year one? We'll talk about it next. Reports out of Titans minicamp are very, very good regarding their number one overall pick and quarterback, Cam Ward. There are reports out there that he completed 17 passes in a row on day one of minicamp. And there's also reports about his competitive nature and how well he is going at the defense. Jeffrey Simmons, their defensive tackle, Pro Bowler, All Pro, is a big trash talker, and Cam Ward is participating in that. I want to go to tackle JC Latham on Cam Ward's competitiveness. JC, take it away. So he headbutted Jeffrey Simmons in minicamp when Jeffrey Simmons got to close. Now, that may seem like a small thing, but I think it highlights the competitive nature of great quarterbacks in the National Football League, or at really any level of football. Braden Fajoco was D tackle for LSU, and Braden Fajoco has joined the show on multiple occasions. He's a free agent right now, most recently played with the Steelers. You've heard him right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show. But he was a D tackle at LSU in 2019 when they won the national championship. And he's told me, and he's told multiple people this, one time that he knew 2019 was going to be LSU's year was when Joe Burrow in camp, training camp, fall camp, got hit late out of bounds by Patrick Queen, who also unbelievable linebacker in his own right. But the first guy throwing punches after that late hit was Joe Burrow himself. As competitive as he is, he could have waited for the O-line to get there. That's usually what happens. The O-line gets involved. They mediate. Joe Burrow was the first one on his feet throwing punches at Patrick Queen for hitting him late. That extra fire right there, that means something. It just does. And Cam Ward seems to possess that. And we've seen it. He was a zero-star recruit. It makes sense why he has a chip on his shoulder. Zero-star recruit, incarnate word. Turned that into a scholarship at Washington State, from Washington State to Miami and in the college football playoff rankings, and then from Miami ultimately to the NFL as the number one overall pick. And I want to go to Jim Wyatt. Jim Wyatt's a longtime Nashville reporter, also covers the Titans very, very closely. He did a write-up about Cam Ward and really takeaways from the Titans. And this is what he wrote. The Titans hit the field on Tuesday for the first day of the team's three-day minicamp. Here's a look at some of the observations from today's session. His first observation, Cam Ward, oh my. On the first day of team's minicamp, the Titans rookie quarterback was intercepted for the first time this offseason by linebacker Cody Barton on a throw across the middle. It came during early 7-on-7 period and Ward's third pass of the day. So what did Ward do following that? He completed his next 17 passes in practice. It was a perfect 14 of 14 and 11 on 11s, making him 20 for 21 for the day. Now, when we're talking completion percentage in minicamp, doesn't mean that much, but he says it was Ward's best practice of the offseason. In other words, outside of the third pass of the day to Cody Barton for an interception, Cam Ward was 20 for 20. A ball never touched the ground. And here's the truth of the matter. If Cam Ward can give a good season to the Tennessee Titans at the quarterback position in year one, the Titans can be sneaky. I know that sounds insane. They won three games last year. They were the number one overall pick for a reason. There's a reason they have Cam Ward. But the truth of the matter is, this team isn't as far off as you think. There's a lot of teams. Texans a couple years ago with C.J. Stroud. The Broncos last year with Bo Nix. The Commanders last year with Jane Daniels. There's a lot of teams that you don't expect a lot out of with a rookie quarterback, but then they end up making the playoffs. Now, I'm not saying that the Titans will be that team, but here are the facts when it comes to the Tennessee Titans. Last year, they gave up a lot of points on the defensive side, but they were third in the NFL in opponent yards allowed per game with 300.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
11, the only teams ahead of them, a really good Houston Texans defense, and the Philadelphia Eagles, who ultimately won the Super Bowl. So they are good. They just need to get more takeaways and limit the points they get put up on the board. Now, a lot of those points came because at the quarterback position, you had Mason Rudolph and Will Levis. Their TD to INT ratio combined 22 and 21. They gave the ball back way too often to opposing teams and put their defense in a bind. And when you look at the schedule from last year, I know the Titans only won 3 games, lost 14. Terrible. They had the number one pick. But you know how many games were separated by one score or less? 7. 7. If they win all 7 of those one score games, they win 10 games, they're in the wild card spot. And I think the biggest reason is the quarterback position last year. And if Cam Ward can step in and make something happen for this team, I think they could be very, very sneaky in the AFC. And what's keeping them from competing in the AFC South? You have the Jags, who were terrible. You have the Texans at the top, sure, but they took a step back last year. You have more than enough opportunity and space to make headway in that division. And when you look at their roster, it really isn't all that bad. Tony Pollard comes back after a 1,000-yard season at running back. Ty J. Spears, really good backup, change of pace guy. When you look at the wide receiver position, Calvin Ridley, a 1,000-yard wide receiver. Tyler Lockett joins him. He's been a target eater at various points in his career with the Seattle Seahawks. The offensive line has gotten better. They signed Dan Moore, left tackle, to a big deal this offseason. You have Peter Skoronski, their first-round pick from a couple of years ago, going into year 3. J.C. Latham out of Alabama going into year 2. Kevin Zeitler at 32 years of age. He's been around the NFL a whole lot, but he's been a Pro Bowler before. Lloyd Cushenberry, who they gave a big contract to last offseason. The O-line's better. Defensively, Tavondre Sweat, one of their early picks from last year. He was good even last year in his rookie year, but he could step into an even bigger role. Jeffrey Simmons is still there. Draymond Jones was a big signing they made this offseason. Cody Barton was the second leading tackler for the Broncos, a playoff team. They brought him in to play off-ball linebacker. Their secondary, Roger McCreary as a nickel, has come along. You have L'Jarius Sneed, who you traded for. He's been an all-pro before with the Kansas City Chiefs. You look at this roster up and down, it was missing one big piece. And that's the quarterback. And I think they found their quarterback of the future in Cam Ward. The competitiveness shows me that. The output this offseason shows me that. And Brian Callahan, their head coach, on multiple occasions has praised the young quarterback and is very high on what they could accomplish going into next season. Now, he needs to continue to work out and work at his craft, and you need to do that as well by getting to L.A. Fitness. L.A. Fitness has 7 locations in the Memphis area. There's always going to be one close to home, one close to work. They have a free 3-day trial going on right now that you can take advantage of. So take advantage of it. Just go to lafitness.com. They have at all 7 locations a state-of-the-art weight room. They have saunas. They have pools. They have all the amenities you could possibly ask for. Now, I go to work out because I just want to stay healthy, keep the blood pressure down, be around for my son and my wife. Now, you may be trying to set a PR. You can do that there. You may be trying to run a marathon. Guess what? You can go train to go do that there. 5K. Whatever your goal is in mind, LA Fitness can get you to that goal. You can join for $0 down and only $24.99 per month. $24.99 is for one location. If you want to get to all of the locations in the Memphis area, it's $29.99 per month. But again, join now for $24.99 per month, $59 annual to access any single club in the Memphis area. Membership auto-renews and requires first and last month's dues at joining. Additional terms and conditions apply over at LA Fitness. Now, small talk is on the way. Make sure you stick around with the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM. And small talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Make sure you get your tune up before we get heavy into the summer months here in Memphis. You don't want to have a faulty AC unit when it gets real hot and humid here. But go to Conway Services. Now, on Run It Back on FanDuel TV, we know it's Lou Williams, it's Chandler Parsons, it's Michelle Beadle. They had Tony Allen on today. And before Tony Allen could even speak, that guy, Chandler Parsons, spoke on the Memphis Grizzlies and the franchise and what he thinks their future should be yet again. All right. You know what Tony Allen had to say. Tony Allen said, shut up, be quiet, they're staying in Memphis. But I'm tired of this jabroni, man. I'm sick of this guy. I really am. Stop speaking on the Grizzlies. No one likes you here. We know you had a bad time. You seem to have a bad time only on the floor. You had a good time everywhere else from where I was sitting.
We were literally sitting there.
I had a front row seat.
We were quite literally there.
Rayford's, out at Tin Roof, wherever it was. You seem to have a good time everywhere else but the floor. You stunk. It's fine. You got big money. It's cool. Let's move on. Get Memphis out of your mouth. Get the Grizzlies organization out of your mouth. They did a good thing by you, by the way. You've admitted you had a knee injury that you hid from them so Chris Wallace would put the contract in front of you. So, like, just get Memphis and the Grizzlies out of your vocabulary, please. Unless you're talking about the team and Ja Morant and Jaren and what you think, the type of headway they can make in the Western Conference. Please stop it. And for him to say us, Connor, I'm glad you brought that up.
That was crazy.
Trying to get us, us to Vegas. There's no us about it. You're not like us. You don't want to be a part of us. Stop saying us. Don't say us. That was insane to me that he used that, us, trying to get us to Vegas. No one in the Grizzlies organization, in the Grizzlies orbit, in this fan base wants to hear you say that. Needs to hear you say that. No one thinks you're a part of the history of the Grizzlies. They were glad to see you gone when that notification hit in, what, 2019? When they released him, when they got rid of him finally, or he was part of a trade, whatever it was. But he needs to really give it a rest. You got a big contract from the Grizzlies. You didn't live up to that contract. Fans are fans. They don't like you. Move on with your life. Please. Stop trying to, at every corner, every chance you get, stop trying to besmirch the name of Memphis. Stop trying to get the Grizzlies out of Memphis. It's enough. Enough is enough.
I don't understand what he's even trying to talk about, too, because the NBA and
Adam
Silver.
Talking about expanding, to be clear.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I understand. The NBA and Adam Silver have said many, many times they are not going to relocate teams. That is not the goal of the NBA. They want to expand. Expansion means new franchises in cities.
Yes.
Vegas can have its own team. Put the Supersonics back in Seattle. Reboot that. They're not going to take the Grizzlies anywhere. The Grizzlies aren't leaving Memphis for Vegas. That is silly. They shouldn't leave Memphis for Vegas. And yeah, him saying us is absolutely insane.
Yeah. Jabroni.
He's not with us. I think if you listed most hated athletes in Memphis history, he's at least making the top five.
And if you would just stop talking so much bad about the city, we'd forget about it. We'd move on eventually. We'd still hate the contract that was given you, $96 million. But mm-hmm. You got all 96 big ones. Move on. Stop talking about
it. Well, what's he so upset about? You got $96 million.
I don't know. He clearly didn't enjoy his time here because of the fan base hatred. And
again.
And again,
you can say
it's
you
on
didn't.
You, man. And I did see you out and about.
We
planning,
were there,
brother.
I like, was there.
You had a good time off the floor as much as you want to act like there was nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that.
Go ask anybody at the University of Memphis from about 2015, around 2015,
and
2016.
Also, let's do this going forward for anybody who talks about or advocates for small markets to lose their teams. Small markets seem to be doing pretty well for themselves. Look at the NBA Finals right now. You have Indianapolis versus Oklahoma City. You had Milwaukee win a championship a few years back. Small markets are thriving in today's NBA. Hopefully the Grizzlies can get to that point. They're going to have to make some moves to get there. But I think the days of the full advocation to get teams out of small markets needs to stop. We have seen that small market teams can have success in today's NBA. They're not just subject to being at the bottom of the league every year. Everyone abides by the same rules per the CBA. It doesn't seem like anybody is clamoring for the Grizzlies to get out of this market at a big level when it comes to Adam Silver, the league office, Robert Pera. No one seems to bat an eye at the fact that the Grizzlies are in Memphis. He needs to stop. Everybody else, too, who keeps advocating for that needs to stop. I feel like the Grizzlies are always one of the first teams brought up in these conversations.
Yeah, it's because it's people look at revenue. They just look at revenue and market size, and they say which are the most likely. I mean, if there is a team that is actually going to be relocated, it would be the Pelicans.
Yeah,
they are the prime candidate. Their owner treats that team like garbage. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's not the case with the Grizzlies.
Yeah. Well, their owner's not around, but he doesn't treat the team like garbage.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right.
Spend some money. Well, we'll see.
You better spend some money.
We'll see.
You better.
Luxury tax.
That needs to happen. We don't need any more almost moves.
Yes, correct. I agree with that. No more almost moves. I'm tired of almost.
Yeah. Shout out Jason Smith.
Yeah, 100%. Now let's go ahead and grab a break, get into hour number three coming up next. We have some house settlements to talk about, Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh to talk about, with Kyron Samuels from Sports Illustrated. That's on the other side on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.